Former Florida Gator pitcher Hudson Reynolds decided against Major League Baseball when he was drafted in the 46th round by the Kansas City Royals in 2009. Instead, Randall came to Gainesville and established himself as the Gators' ace by his junior year. While Randall has a career ERA of 2.62 and 28 career victories, he pitched his best on the biggest stages. In his final postseason as a Gator, Randall had a 0.66 ERA while only walking one batter in three starts. In the midst of that postseason run, Major League Baseball came calling once more. This time it was the Detroit Tigers organization, who picked Randall in the seventh round. He talked about how he found out about the news.
I was actually out of practice at UF, and our head coach, Kevin O'Sullivan, came out and told me the news. So he was the first one to share that and tell me that I was drafted, so it was kind of cool to share that with him.
Besides just relaying his draft status, Randall says head coach Kevin O'Sullivan was both a companion and a mentor.
He's a great guy just to be around and talk to. I mean, we had the relationship where he wasn't telling me what to do. We would talk it through and kind of just discuss it, and he would help me out with things I was struggling with and talk to me kind of as a friend instead of a player, and he really just helped me out throughout my whole career at Florida.
Currently, Randall plays for the West Michigan Whitecaps, an A-ball affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. He talks about how he had to change his game to adjust to conditions now that he isn't in Florida.
Here up in the north, it's pretty cold, so all the hitters, you know, they don't want the ball inside, so that's where the pitchers, myself especially, have been trying to get the ball in on the hitters so they can't get extended. And, I've been breaking a few bats and, just really getting ahead with the fastball and then putting them away with your secondary stuff.
Like any baseball player, Randall has dreams of pitching at the major league level. Randall says his dream is within reach in a few years.
My goal is just to move up one level each year. So in my eyes, I'd be happy making it to the majors in 4 or 5 years or less.
He sees himself as a Greg Maddux-type pitcher, more controlled and overpowering. He hopes that control can take him all the way to the game's highest level. For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Richard Johnson.